Hello, 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 people. Welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host, Daniel. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, yes, if you're have been listening to my podcast for a while now, I have been taking a break. You know, the last episode that I posted was 20 days ago, and it's because I have clinical placement. Which is in nursing, basically what it is that like in nursing you have to go to for about 2 weeks. And you have to work in an aged care setting in my scenario, or hospital in any scenario, and you have to study. Like you literally learn new skills, practical skills, and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to bore you guys with that information, but I think that experience is helpful in informing what I'm going to speak about on this episode. So as you can read from the title, I named this episode Changes, because first of all, I think like a part of growing up is changing. And sometimes we are, for me especially, like I'm resistant towards it. I just want things to stay the same. Especially when things are comfortable, I just want things to stay the same. But matter of fact is that, you know, I heard one quote was stating that the only things that are constant are change, you know. So everything, like every day, I feel like I'm changing. And one of the reason why I change is because sometimes, you know, you live life and you, like for me personally, I really like reading books. And by that, like with me reading books, I started to gather new informations and new ways of thinking. Like sometimes I gather self-help books and stuff like that. Sometimes I read fiction books, and you know, I watch movies, Netflix, even like watching like comedy movies. Like although sometimes like I'm on my unconscious mind, I'm not very aware of the impact that it creates on the way that I behave or the way that I look at life or something like that. Like it, you know, stuff changes. Things change you and puts you to where you are now. I hope that makes sense. Like, you know, as I mentioned beforehand, I was in clinical placement, and I feel like every day, you know, there are new thoughts coming up in my head, and there are new experiences that I experience. And I feel like during these 14 days, last 2 weeks of my life, I'm growing so fast, you know, like my bubble of what it is, what it means to be a nurse burst. You know, beforehand, I only like have to deal with academic stuff. I write essays, I go to lectures, tutorials, blah, blah, blah. But after these 14 days, you know, I realized that, oh, you know, I really have to interact with people. And sometimes, like, for me, I realized that it brings a set of its own challenge. For me personally, I feel I have social anxiety, like, when dealing with a patient. And, you know, it comes with its own challenges, but I believe, like, you know, these challenges helps to teach me more and helps to grow me as a person. And furthermore, it also helps me to improve. And anyway, so, you know, the reason that I made this podcast is about self-love, right? If you heard from my previous episodes, I have been speaking about self-love and stuff like that. But I think like recently, I read this book called Acceptance Commitment Therapy. It's a good book. I recommend it. I'm actually 50% done. There are so many like techniques or skills that the book has taught that it takes time for me to process it. So I cannot just read it in one go. I have to take a day, time by time. But basically, if I summarize it, I will do another episode on it. But anyway, basically, You know, previously I used these affirmation apps, right? I think I've spoken it on my last episode. Basically, the affirmation app is called Body Plus. It's basically like positive self-affirmation. But right now, the book that I'm reading contradicts that. Basically, the book that I'm reading now is stating that, you know, your thoughts are just thoughts. They are just words, and it's hard for you to control it. You know, basically, acceptance commitment therapy, or ACT, is basically about accepting the thoughts without the need to change it. So what I'm trying to say here is that, like, you know, 2 months ago, I have a different way of outlook of viewing or stating of viewing my thoughts. This month, I have another way of viewing my thoughts. And who knows, like in 3 months' time or next year, I'm have another view of thoughts. Sometimes, like, you know, 2 months ago, I never really thought that I will change the way that I think or the way that I conduct myself. You know, it never occurs to me. But the thing is, life is about change. I truly think about that way. Like, change occurs. It happens to me. It feels like I'm growing with nature. Like, I feel like sometimes the wind, like, it feels like I'm a tree and the wind just move me to different direction without my consent, if that makes sense. Like, that's change. You know, we cannot just stay stuck in one position. We can stay stuck in one position for a month, but then the wind comes and it moves again. It moves you in a way that you don't expect, and it moves you in a time of your life where you don't want to. You know, it just moves you in that direction. I think for me, one of the things that I gather through my life so far is that I think, like, change, it's a concept that people don't want to talk about. You know, I think for me, when I experience aged care, or when I work with people in aged care, they're elderly people and they have changed so much, not even their physical ability to do stuff, or also the way that they look, you know, their family growing, changing, you know, things weren't like they used to be. And it leads me to think sometimes we forget to stay in the present moment. Like, for me especially, I realized that I always want to reach for the next thing. I always want to grow up, but I realized, like, there is time for that. There is time for everything, you know. And, you know, change is going to happen. You don't have to force it to happen. And I realized that being in a present moment is so valuable, because to some extent it's like a gift to you. And sometimes you can push it away and not accept the gift, but the gift is so precious. You know, the moment that you are in right now is so precious. And, you know, as I said, there are two ways that we usually look at change. Sometimes we resist change, sometimes we force things to change. And I remember when I was in high school, I didn't really have a good time, and it's only normal for me wanting to change quickly. But I realized there is time for that. You know, sometimes we always want things to change straight away, or push things to change, but there's always time for it. I think it's like, sometimes it's a matter of fact of trusting the universe, you know. I feel sometimes that during my unpleasant moments in life, I try to run away from things, if that makes sense. And, you know, in regards with change, I realized that the emotions that I feel are going to change frequently, like the weather. If there are seasons and stuff like that. But my behavior in that sense, doesn't have to change with the weather. You know, I can still go to work when it's raining. I just have to use an umbrella. It doesn't stop me from doing my daily activities, right? Like, I think that's what it is. Like, sometimes I realize my behavior change with my feelings, but it doesn't have to be. I think from the reading the book ACT, I think I realized that I'm in control of how my behavior, how I behave sometimes, but I cannot change what I'm thinking or what I'm feeling, but I can change how I behave. And that's the thing, another thing about change is that sometimes we forget. Like, I struggle with this a lot. Like, I realized that I want to change things that I cannot change, and I don't want to change. I feel like I'm incapable of changing the things that I can change. And I think that's the wisdom of it all. I think we have to realize the difference between those two. The thing is, sometimes, like, I understand. I think it's normal for us to want a sense of control, right? Certainly I do. Like, I want a sense of control. I want to be in control. But I realize as I grow older and older, there are just things that are just not out of your control. Sometimes I feel like the wheel of life is just keeps spinning. And sometimes you can be at the top, sometimes you can be at the bottom, whether it's your career, relationship, love, blah, blah, blah. You know, even your looks. You know, when you grow older, you start to be wrinkly and stuff like that. It doesn't, quote unquote, look attractive because, you know, your skin has started to you start to have wrinkle and blah, blah, blah. And your hair is missing and your body is not as fit as it used to. Like, that's a thing that you cannot control. Even like with money as well, like, you can have everything at once and then you can lose it at once. Reputation, and stuff like that. And I realized that, sometimes, like, we forget that, you know, we forget that we're all on the upper hand. That's the thing, you know. We're all under, for me, I believe that our destination, our life, the course where it takes is God planned that for us. And there are things that just out of our control, no matter how hard we push it, you know. And change gonna happen whether we like it or not. Things happen whether we like it or not. Anyway, I think that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for, if you're waiting for my episode, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, if you've been waiting for my episodes, I'm sorry. I've been off for a month, but I can't make you a promise, but I know for sure that if I have some ideas, you know, I'm going to be busy this week, but after this week is my holiday, I finish my uni and stuff like that, but hopefully by next week I'm able to produce as many episodes as I can in 1 week, maybe every day, maybe once every 2 days. I just need the right idea. But thank you so much for listening. Make sure you share it with your friend, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.